Welcome to ProWrestling.net Live. I am Jason Powell. I'll be joined shortly by Will Pruitt. Wow, it is good to be back here on ProWrestling.net Live. I do want to warn you up front that there seems to be an issue with the chat room. Maybe you can use it, maybe you can't, but I keep getting a technical error message. So those of you looking to chat, I didn't forget you. We're going to start out today's show with a bit of a bang. I want to warn you up front. It's a potential NXT TakeOver Dallas spoiler, and I am going to put it out there for you guys and then give you guys a warning that if you do call into the show, if you want to talk on the show, I try not to go into too many spoiler details on this one. We don't want to wreck this for people who don't want to know any spoilers heading into anything. I wouldn't say it's a strong official spoiler, but I feel pretty damn good about it, good enough to talk about it here on the show. So with that being said, the word from Dallas, from a reliable source, is that he was told that Bobby Roode is going to be debuting at the NXT TakeOver Dallas show. Plans can change. Misinformation is put out there. Keep that in mind. But that is what I was told this afternoon, and I am sharing it here first on ProWrestling.net Live. I do want to give you a heads up also that we are going to be here Friday, same time, 3 Central. Monday, same time, 3 Central, 4 Eastern. Sunday is the earlier start time. Because of WrestleMania, we want to get you guys out in plenty of time so you can watch the full pre-show on the network if that's what you want to do. And that will be 2 Central. Also want to tell you that it is confirmed that on Monday, my very special guest will be the returning guest analyst, Just Incredible, former ECW champion, is going to join me as he did last year. We will be taking your calls coming out of WrestleMania on Monday afternoon, and also looking ahead to what is sure to be a loaded edition of WWE Raw coming up that night. I will also direct you to the main page of ProWrestling.net. I'll be telling you about the great special that we have on .net membership. $2 for 1 month of membership. You can find the details right now if you can't wait on the main page of ProWrestling.net, but I will also be talking to you about that later on, and you can save yourself some money on the 6 month and the annual membership pricing options that we offer as well. Great time to become a member. It's Mania Week. $2. Why wouldn't you? Find the details at ProWrestling.net right now. And again, I will be talking about that a little bit later. I said Will Pruitt was going to be my guest host today. Will, of course, is a .NET staffer, our senior staffer, as he likes to refer to himself, and he is that. I think we figured out he has like 2 weeks on Jake Barnett. It's close. It's very close, but he is indeed the senior staffer. We call them both the senior staffers. But Will is on the ground in Dallas. He arrived earlier today. He and Jake Barnett will both be attending WrestleMania and NXT in person, along with some of the other things. Let's bring Will into the show right now. Right before I do that, let me tell you, if you want to join us today, 773-897-6321 is the number to call in and ask us your WrestleMania-related questions, your NXT questions, really anything WrestleMania weekend-related. We're wide open. If it's pro wrestling, we'll talk about it on this show. And if you are on hold and hoping that you can get through, all you need to do is hit 1. And that way you're letting us know that you want to ask a question. Otherwise, you're just going to be in listen-only mode. Will, are you there?
Hey Jason, how's it going, man?
Hey, good, Will. How are things in beautiful Dallas, Texas, the Big D?
Well, I've already had Whataburger for the first time in my life, so I think I'm one step closer to being a Dallas native.
Very good. And what's the vibe like down there? I mean, you went to last year's Mania in Santa Clara. What is there a lot of signage for this event? Were you bombarded as soon as you landed in the airport?
Not so much bombarded in the airport, but a lot of wrestling fans. We checked into our hotel about a half hour ago. About 3 or 4 people in front of us in line to check in, all of which were wrestling fans, all of which some even then were asking, hey, how do we get to the stadium from here? How do we get to downtown Dallas? Because we're staying about 20, 30 minutes outside. So definitely a lot of wrestling fans. As always with WrestleMania weekend, it's a large community of people kind of swarming on a city. Not just, you know, all the wrestling fans in that city getting together, but very much a lot of people traveling. It's exciting.
Awesome. And before we get to calls, again, people can join us by calling at 773-897-6321. I want to get your take on the big NXT spoiler. So if you are just listening now, skip ahead a little bit, turn down the volume. We won't spend much more time talking about it, but I do want to get Will's thoughts on the possibility, of course, that Bobby Roode could be showing up at NXT TakeOver Dallas tomorrow. Where do you think Bobby Roode fits in as far as the television product is concerned?
As far as the television product is concerned, I could see them bringing him in as a babyface challenger or a heel, really. Bobby Roode is a guy who we've seen play both in TNA for years, who we've seen have a lot of success and do quite a few things. It seems like Bobby would probably come in as a player coach behind the scenes, the kind of guy who you can have on the road to teach some of the younger talent in NXT whatever they need to learn from his many, many years of working in the ring and knowledge. And I think that's a great move for NXT and a great move for WWE. As far as debuting tomorrow night, that is definitely a big thing if Bobby Roode ends up on the show tomorrow night, but I could see them wanting to do that to get him on those tapings that are happening at Access, I believe, on Saturday as well.
Yeah, I think the player coach thing is what I was told right out of the gate. Like, basically, word came out that that he and Eric Young were leaving TNA, and I was told that player coach was already being discussed probably a day or two after. I don't remember the exact timeline, and it makes sense. I mean, he has a lot to offer there. The age is a bit of an issue. As far as, just not really an issue for now, but I mean, just as far as him having like a long-term bright future in WWE. But I've said, I think there's 3-4 really good years left in him. And hopefully we'll see this play out. I would really like to see him land there. And final related topic, do you think we'll see Eric Young pop up NXT? Just your gut reaction to this.
I think we can see Eric Young pop up in NXT eventually. I don't know if they want to debut that many guys all on this weekend's shows. And I also, part of me has to wonder, do they want to sign all of the longtime TNA guys that walk away? I look at what they have going on right now, and you have AJ Styles on the WWE roster. You've got Samoa Joe. You've got Austin Aries. And now you're talking about adding Bobby Roode. Do you sign Eric Young as well? Do you bring in that long line of TNA guys that have been let go because of their contracts and give them that chance? Or do you say, hey, maybe in a year or two or maybe in a few months, we don't want to just go on a string of former TNA signings and make it look like we're picking up scraps?
I think something clearly changed there. I mean, because that was the early buzz, was that they weren't interested. And you know, we always kind of took the approach, yeah, it sounds good, but if the right piece of talent that comes available, those things can change quickly, and clearly it has. I mean, they had James Storm in, and he went back to TNA, but they brought in a number of people. I would hope that they're not looking at it like that. It's just the individual talent, taking it on a case-by-case basis. Who cares where they wrestled before? If we feel like they can contribute, let's bring them in, and much like my Vikings do with your Green Bay Packer free agents.
And much like the Green Bay Packers have done with some Bears free agents and various others, Brian Fritz will like hearing that one. You need to evaluate talent not by where they've been, but by where you think they could go and what you think you could do with them. I think that's true for any wrestling promotion. I think TNA has gotten too caught up in evaluating talent as, well, they're TNA originals, they're TNA talent, and not enough in, well, what can we do with them? And I think it's hurt TNA a number of times, and hopefully this is a sign that they're getting out of that habit, but who really knows with TNA?
Well, I think it's time to go to the phone lines, and let's see here. Yeah, we've got a couple of calls, and I do want to tell people that 773-897-6321 is the number to call. We will start today. I think I know who this is, Will. Brace yourself. 248, you are on. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
The Rabbit.
The one and only .NET member, Rabbit, still on top secret, double probation. Rabbit, welcome to the show. Behave yourself.
I will. Hey, I called to give you my views on the whole weekend. Number one, NXT. Watch the Bayley match. If she loses the title, Monday night she'll appear on Raw. She should. or if she loses the title, she might show up on at WrestleMania.
Let me stop you right there, Rabbit. I know you want to talk about all the events. Let me stop you right there. Will, how much are you looking at NXT TakeOver for just that? Not just the women's title match, but also the NXT championship match with Finn Balor and Samoa Joe.
I'm definitely looking at the NXT championship match, thinking whoever loses that ends up being called up to the main roster. A little bit less with the women's title match. Bayley is definitely good enough to be on the main roster, don't get me wrong, but I feel like they have a lot of story left to tell on the main roster with Charlotte, with Becky, with Sasha, that adding Bayley in actually just kind of muddles the scene a little bit more. I think they need to focus more on presenting those characters in a complete way before they start throwing more women into the mix. And for that reason, I'd say Bayley shouldn't be on the main roster right now, despite the fact that she is very good. Also, I think Bayley has become one of the faces of the NXT touring brand, and I don't know that you want to take that off of the NXT brand right now.
Okay, Rabbit, go ahead with your next point.
Okay, I'm looking at WrestleMania now. If what I asked you in Q&A comes true, which is a double turn. Connor goes face, and the Authority becomes face, and Roman Reigns goes heel.
Will, we've spent so much time talking about it. I know it's not going to be the last time we get this question. We're going to be talking about this quite a bit. Where do you see how do you see this all shaking out?
Oh, that's hard. I think that's a definite possibility. I mean, they could turn Roman Reigns heel by just having him be Roman Reigns. I don't even think he'd have to say anything different if he won the title and just was the jerk that he seems to be. He'll be a heel. And I think Triple H turning face, I mean, I've written about this since the TLC special event back in December. Triple H took a beat down like a babyface after that match. Triple H has been presented as a conquering babyface more than he's been presented as a, like, dastardly heel. So, yeah, I think that's a definite possibility. I think more important is looking at the Shane McMahon-Undertaker match. How is that going to shake out? Because I feel like that match really affects how the championship match will shake out, too, because if there is a big shakeup happening across the top stories in WWE, everything has to realign to that, and I think we're going to see a lot of that Sunday and Monday.
Rabbit, I think it's the right move to make. I'm fine if they don't turn Hunter. If Hunter just disappears from television with Stephanie, I don't need a double turn necessarily. If that's what it takes to get Roman Reigns slotted as a heel, I'm all for it. I think it's the best move. I think Rock's Instagram post was very interesting, talking about his own heel turn, talking about being himself. And I think it's the right move to make, especially when you look at the lay of the land in WWE and the opponents that will be facing coming out of WrestleMania, just the potential names. The money matches are with babyfaces. And if you really want Roman Reigns to be a babyface, putting him in there with more popular babyface it's not going to work. We've seen that. He had a little bit of momentum late last year, and then Royal Rumble time came around, and they stuck him in that and gave people 29 other options to choose from. That didn't work. And they've done this. They put him in there with guys that you're asking fans to choose, and they're going to side with the other babyface. And I fear like that is what would happen. Even if they survive Mania weekend and they just take their lumps with Reigns being booed, I don't see how they suddenly turn the fans in his favor. It's not that every fan dislikes Roman Reigns, but there are a lot of fans who do. They need a top heel. They have John Cena returning. Seth Rollins can return as a babyface. There's a long list of potential strong babyfaces for him to work with. I think it's the right move. I don't know whether they pull the trigger, though, Rabbit. That's the big question, I think, of the weekend.
I'm also insulted by Roman Reigns when he said that he doesn't care about the adult audience, that all he cares about is a family audience. That turned off people, and I know a bunch of my friends who are fans of WWE, they were turned off by that statement.
Works really nicely if he's a heel, unless you're a family man, Will.
Yeah, but all family men are heels, right? Like, you can't be a good person and be a family man. You have to sacrifice for that family if it means your morals. At least that's what I'm going with.
The sad thing about that, he did that interview with her buddy Brian Fritz of BetweenTheRopes.com. He was representing the Orlando Sentinel. And reading through the interview, it's like he didn't – there weren't a bunch of red flags, but there was that one. And I think people are really looking for that right now with Roman Reigns. You know, he's just adding ammunition. And I don't think he knows better. I don't think he's saying it to be a jerk. I think he's very defensive right now. And he's just looking for anything. And so he's trying to appeal to the people who are supporting him. Maybe he knows he can't win over that guy, but it was just a bad choice. It was a bad decision on his part to say it the way he did. Rabbit, anything else, bud?
Yeah, bringing up till tomorrow. I just wanted to say good luck Saturday. Good luck on your beer league softball opener and your first practice. And hopefully the muscles won't hurt you too much when you get out in the field and your legs don't collapse on you.
Well, you know what, Rabbit? First off, I appreciate the call and I appreciate that thought. You may want to wish me that good luck next week, because I found out yesterday, due to the weather, that my first beer league softball practice has been postponed until Sunday. There's this little thing called WrestleMania going on. Yeah, as dedicated as I am to beer league softball, I kind of have to draw the line there. So I'm going to miss the first beer league softball practice. I don't miss practice. And then I'm actually away on Thursday. I missed the second one, Will. My God, I don't know what the team's going to do without me. They need the practice a lot more than I do.
Yeah, I mean, you are, of course, a beer league softball legend, according to you. Did you know that I had no idea beer league softball was a thing until I started listening to ProWrestling.net audio?
My legend hasn't spread to California? Wow.
Shocking. I know. Yeah.
What do they have out? What beer league events do they have out there?
I know people get high and surf a lot.
I was going to say, are there weed league events?
That's all I'm really aware of.
Maybe there's weed league softball out there. I'm not quite sure. Hey, if you want to join us on the show today, 773-897-6321 is the number to call. I am Jason Powell. He is Will Pruitt. Don't forget to check out the main page of ProWrestling.net. I will be telling you about the membership special, $2 for 1 month, a little bit later on in the show. But you can find the details right now on the main page there. Up next in line, and he is the last person in line. So if you want to get through, now is a great time. We kind of figured Thursday, Friday are kind of the rough days. We're going to be flooded on Sunday and certainly on Monday coming out of WrestleMania. So if you're looking to chat, today and tomorrow are really good days to do it. But 305, you are up. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, guys. DJ from Miami.
DJ, long time no chat. Well, I guess I hear from you on the live cast on Tuesdays once in a while, don't I?
Yes. I got two questions. My first question is, I know that it's so crazy with the Undertaker and Shane, but I still think, like you were saying the other day, is they haven't brought up the, you know, the box. So I was thinking Undertaker's going to win, and then Monday, you know, Shane's going to say, you know what, I still have that thing against you, that box, you know.
DJ, you're trying to make sense of a story that doesn't make any sense. I don't blame you. I want this to make sense, but right there, I mean, that's the problem with this, is that Shane never should have agreed to this match based on the storyline that he had all the leverage.
Yeah.
If you have leverage over someone, you don't just say, and they challenge you to a match with Undertaker in Hell in a Cell, you don't say, okay, even though I have leverage, I'll take that bet. It doesn't make any sense. It never has. And I don't expect them to try to have this make sense. I don't think like the lockbox thing was, we'll get back to it later, and that's our out on Monday. I really don't. I just think they screwed up from step one. And they don't even talk about it. Do you think we'll hear the words lockbox ever again?
I don't think we're going to hear about the lockbox at all, actually. I don't think the lockbox is going to appear, aside from maybe Shane hitting Undertaker with a lockbox from the top of the cell. What if he just starts throwing things at Undertaker on the ground? That'd be great. I don't see anything being brought up about that. I think that was Shane stumbling over some lines to get to the idea that he had bailed out his dad at one point. But yeah, I'd recommend completely ignoring that part of the show.
DJ, are you still
story?
Yeah, yeah. DJ, are you still believing this, or have we talked you out of it?
There has to be something, because, I mean, like, The Undertaker can't lose because, you know, like he said, this is not his last WrestleMania. And then is Shane's quote-unquote going to stick around and not, I mean, we haven't heard anything about him leaving right after Mania, so there has to be something there on Vince that they're going to have to do.
DJ, who is actually enforcing the story that, or the storyline point that Undertaker can't wrestle after WrestleMania? Vince McMahon isn't in charge anymore. If Shane is the guy in charge, then he just says, well, yeah, it's Undertaker's back.
Here's the tricky part, though. Shane's only in charge of Raw. Wouldn't Vince... another part of the storyline that makes no sense. Shane and Hunter, or Steph and Hunter, are going to quit. Vince will just be put out to the pasture. They still have control over everything else.
Okay, Undertaker can't build to his WrestleMania matches on the show Main Event now. What a bummer.
Or that damn SmackDown that apparently nobody wants. Shane doesn't want it. Vince will be put out to pasture, and Hunter and Steph are going to quit rather than run SmackDown. Who wants that wretched show?
Why do you think Road Dogg is booking SmackDown? They just all pass it around.
I guess, yeah. Hey, DJ, here's the thing on the Taker-Shane thing. I'm not saying this is going to happen. I'll give you a scenario, though. Undertaker wanted to face John Cena in his last match. Still does. What if that match was supposed to happen this year, as we'd heard? I mean, we certainly knew the match was going to happen. Don't know if it was going to necessarily be Taker's last match definitively, but that was going to be a WrestleMania match this year before John Cena got hurt. So what if Undertaker was looking at this as his final WrestleMania match, his final match period? Then John Cena gets hurt. They want Taker to stick around and work that match with John Cena, or he wants to. But Taker doesn't want to stick around until next year's WrestleMania. They do it at SummerSlam instead. So Taker technically never works another WrestleMania. They honor the stipulation. They have the big match with Cena and Undertaker, which turns out to be Taker's last ride at SummerSlam or another show. Survivor Series, I mean, I would think it would be one of the big ones. What do you think of that scenario, DJ?
Yeah, but like he said, WrestleMania is his yard, you know, his house. So I think, like, if he's going to end, he's definitely going to end a WrestleMania.
You may be right. I don't know. I mean, we don't know what Taker physically is like. I mean, he looks good. There was one episode where he was clearly walking with the limp. The thing I was told about Taker from someone in the know on this is that he really limps around. He struggles to get around just day-to-day life a little bit. Not saying, like, it's horrible, but, I mean, he has issues. There's certainly wear and tear. But once the adrenaline gets going, you know, and he will tell you that once the adrenaline gets going, then, you know, once he gets out there in front of the crowd and everything, he feels good. But maybe he's just, this was it, and he's willing to extend it through SummerSlam. I'm just throwing it out there as a possibility. I know what Jim Ross said when I had him on .NET Weekly last week. I mean, he feels strongly that they would make sure that Taker finishes at a WrestleMania rather than another show. And he believes that his logic on this was basically that there's so much money in that. You want people to believe that. And there is, but DJ, we're seeing WWE make a lot of mistakes, and Will's favorite phrase, leave a lot of money on the table.
I definitely feel that. I understand that. I just think, like, if he's going to go out, he definitely has to go out with a bang, not with Shane, you know? Everybody's going to just not approve of that, you know? I don't know what they're going to do, but they need to do something, really. It's just getting crazy, you know?
Yeah, well,
I hear you.
Too, the idea of it being, the idea of Shane being a disappointing match, I mean, maybe you're disappointed in the story, but Undertaker is in the most interesting match at WrestleMania this year with the highest stakes and able to put on a spectacle with someone, by all accounts, he and Shane are, like, friends. So with Shane McMahon, I doubt Undertaker's looking at it going, I hate this year, this is going to suck. He's probably going, cool, let's put on a great show. And I would say, who's to say Undertaker doesn't lose? It's because of John Cena. Tomorrow, or Monday night on Raw, Undertaker and John Cena do that thing John Cena's known for that one time and make a match a year in advance for WrestleMania 33 for Undertaker's last match and just say Undertaker gets one more at WrestleMania. I mean, that's pretty grand. You could put tickets for that stadium on sale Tuesday after they announce that on Monday and probably sell it out.
Yeah, I was going to say, DJ, I hear you because I know there are people who just look at Shane and Taker and they're disappointed. It's not the match they wanted for Undertaker. They have issues with Shane. Wade on Tuesdays on the live cast, very adamant that about Shane not so much. I mean, he just doesn't think that this is a great match for Taker. It is a letdown for him, and that Shane is a non-wrestler, and so it's hard to believe. But I think the masses are suspending disbelief. As Will said, this is the spectacle of Mania. You take this match off the show. What do you have for WrestleMania? You have the rest of the card. Taker does something else, and I don't know what that something else would be. I mean, Braun Strowman was rumored. This is a big deal. This, as Will said, this is Taker is in the match at WrestleMania. We'll see whether it feels like it coming out of the show, but going into it, make no mistake, DJ, this is the main event of the show, regardless of what goes on last.
Let me ask you guys a question. Let's say that Shane wins, but then Hunter says, no. I run this, and we're going to fight at SummerSlam, and then Hunter wins, so it's just going to be an authority again. It's like, come on, you know what I mean? I mean, what do you think of that?
Hate it.
Please don't give them any ideas.
Yeah, okay, I don't mind. I don't know about you, Will. I don't mind Triple H and Shane having a match at SummerSlam. I can live with it. You know, it's another spectacle. It doesn't do as much for me as Taker and Shane does. But at the same time, I guess I'd rather have those guys as part-timers, whatever you want to label Shane, kind of off to the side doing their own thing. I just don't want control of the company, heel authority figures, any of that involved. If they just want to create a grudge between the brother-in-laws, cool.
But also check this out. When you just said that, but don't you think it's going to be something because one has SmackDown and one has Raw? Don't you think they're going to still butt heads?
Well, go ahead.
Sounds like we should have a brand split then. I would say if you're going to really make Triple H in charge of Raw and Shane in charge of SmackDown, you're probably at some point going to see the babyface Triple H and a brand split of sorts where SmackDown gets molded something like the image of NXT, and I think you can see a lot of new blood brought up into the WWE system, and especially out of NXT, for something like a brand split, bolstering both of the USA Network shows, and I would be all for that. I know people look and say the roster is thin, but by the time you get done with the call-ups that they will probably have done by this time next week, and you get guys back from injury like they are set to get back in the next 6 months, the top of the card is really, really full. So it's probably time for WWE to think about splitting it a little bit, and I think they could build two distinct brands with two distinct styles, especially if they let Triple H do some of what he's done with NXT on that SmackDown brand.
How's that, DJ?
Yeah, hopefully that would be awesome if they did go that route. That would be good. And SmackDown will definitely bring the ratings up if they definitely did that. I see that.
Question for you, though, DJ. Can you stomach 3-hour Raws with half the crew?
If they're going to bring a couple people from NXT, yes. But
it depends where they go. Yeah, and they will. I mean, clearly, they're going to bring some people up. Lots of buzz about Balor Club, all sorts of rumored names. We'll see. We'll find out by the end of Monday and Tuesday, I would assume. Doesn't mean they can't call up people after that. You know, they can spread them out a little bit. But still, they couldn't even fill WrestleMania's go-home show without having a ridiculously long 20-minute six-man tag match. I think initially it could be okay if they call up enough people. I don't want to see them just kind of leave NXT in a spot, but I don't think they will. As far as being shorthanded on talent, but still, that's my big concern about a potential brand split. I'd love it if it coincided with an announcement that, hey, you know, Shane as the new babyface general manager says, hey, Raw's too long. I know it. We're switching it back to 2 hours. I don't think that's happening. Anything else though, before we let you go, DJ?
Yeah, I got one more thing, but you know, it'd be awesome if Shane does become, maybe it'll be awesome to bring Jim Ross back. Vince would be pissed.
Well, I think Access TV might have something to say about that. Now, they did lose. I don't know how the situation with Mauro Ranallo played out. I don't know what Jim Ross's contractual status is, if they would let him go or anything like that. I just don't know that WWE wants to do business with them. It's not Shane McMahon coming back and taking real power and Shane wants Jim Ross. It's Shane McMahon, the character, who would be coming back to get power. They've had every opportunity to do business with JR, and I just don't know that they would want it. I don't know that Jim would want it, believe it or not. I mean, it's Jim's has a lot of outside ventures now. He's getting a wrestling fix, calling the Access shows. He's doing CBS Sports Boxing. He's got a lot of things going on. It's one-man shows. I don't know that he wants, at his age, that he wants to go back on the road even once a week. It may just be more than he is willing to do. You get a taste of life off the road, and suddenly you start to enjoy it. He goes to the Oklahoma football games. Is he able to do all of that and all of the outside ventures and still work for WWE every night or every Monday night calling Raw? I mean, I think it would be a tempting offer if they were to make it, but I'm not holding my breath on that. Hey, 347 is up next, but we are at the halfway point of the show, and so I do want to take a moment to explain the .NET membership special to people. $2 for 1 month of .NET membership. You can visit the main page. The sign-up area is right there. You can also see the story that we have up on it, the $2 special in the headline, and it's $2 for 1 month of membership to the ad-free version of ProWrestling.net. You will read the ad-free report on WrestleMania that I will have, of course, on Sunday night. You will get an exclusive audio review with Will and I late Sunday night after the show. You will get live coverage of NXT TakeOver Dallas. Now, these things are available on the free side as well, but you will get the ad-free version, and you will get the member-exclusive audio shows that we are doing after both WrestleMania 32 and NXT TakeOver. We're going to have a lot of WrestleMania-related audio content. Heck, we have already. Will and Jake were by with the Pretentious Wrestling Podcast earlier today discussing their plans for WrestleMania weekend, since they are there in person. The members will have exclusive access to the audio show that I'm going to do that I do every year with our buddy. We've referenced him a couple of times, Brian Fritz. He is in Dallas. We get together on Sunday morning. It's called Breakfast or Brunch, depending on how late it is, with Brian Fritz, and we will be talking about the WWE Hall of Fame, his WrestleMania weekend experience. Brian, I think he's gone to the last 6, 7, I can't remember how many, but we will be talking about how Dallas compares to the other host cities that he's visited as part of WrestleMania weekend. You may remember Brian also is the guy who interviewed Vince McMahon recently, and just know that there's a ton of audio content. You're listening to this show, you must be into audio, and we have a ton of it available, including reviews of all the major television shows, all the major pay-per-views, Ring of Honor, TNA, WWE, and I think if you enjoy this audio show, you will love what we have to offer on ProWrestling.net, the .NET weekly audio show, where we often contain first-run news items that have not been reported elsewhere. As I said, the membership site is ad-free. Members have access to the new ad-free mobile site with bonus content and member podcast access in addition to the ad-free desktop website, and again, our exclusive audio shows. I don't stress this enough. They are available on iTunes and on the major podcast apps. So if you, for instance, use Downcast, once you're a member, you can access those shows right there if that's the most convenient thing for you. I mentioned the $2 price tag if you are interested in membership. Once you visit the main page, the sign-up area, once you're in there, you will find the different pricing options. You can use the coupon code WM32A for $2 for 1 month. The price on the 6 month, it's $10 off, $29.99 for 6 months of .NET membership using the coupon code WM32B. You just go ahead and write 32. You don't have to spell it out. Just the number's 32. WM32B. And then the big one, $49.99 for a full year of .NET membership. It knocks $16 off the price tag. And compared to our usual $66 rate, it's just $49.99 for one full year. We do not do specials on a regular basis. We did one for Cyber Monday, and I don't even remember the one last one we did prior to that. So jump in on this while you can. We are very proud of what we do on the member side of things. We think you will enjoy it. You can access the members forum, correspond with a great group of people. I still have to put up the odds, the B-Bookie betting odds on WrestleMania. You can bet a little bit of mythical money on the Mania matches, see how you do, see how you fare. That'll be available exclusively to members as well. Again, all the details are available on the main page at ProWrestling.net, so if you missed those coupon codes, you can find them right now on the main page at ProWrestling.net in that $2 section. And if you ever have any questions on any of this, feel free to hit me up on Twitter, at ProWrestlingNet. Just leave out the dot, at ProWrestlingNet. All right, with all of the business stuff out of the way, let's get to 347, who's been on hold for a while. 347, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, Jason and Will, it's Corey from New York.
Is this Corey of the Work Shoot podcast?
That would be I. I guess right off the top, I want to thank Zach Zimmerman for giving us actually an hour yesterday talking to NXT TakeOver Dallas, which is up also with you guys at Blog Talk Radio. This is the first time I think I've actually spoken to Will, and it's a true honor to speak to the guy who usually agrees with me when it comes to Lucha Underground when I listen to his reports every week.
Don't stroke his ego. Will, go ahead.
I do have quite the ego. No, it's great to talk to you too, Corey. I've heard you call into a number of shows. I'm almost surprised this is the first time that you and I have talked.
Well, you know, if I'm gonna, you know, sweet talk you to come in and do an R show, you know, I got to be nice. Now, actually, can I talk a little Lucha Underground quickly, or just want us to talk about Mania?
Go ahead. I'm way behind on it, but I know Will is not, so go for it.
One of the things that we've discussed on our show is recently with Matanza winning the title, and basically, do you think this is building a star, or do you think this is kind of burying the rest of the roster slightly?
That's my biggest concern with it. In the member exclusive audio review John Moore and I did of last week's of the Aztec Warfare episode of Lucha Underground, we talked about how Matanza basically ran over everyone. I mean, they spent the whole first part of this season building up Phoenix, and Matanza beat him in a matter of minutes. Matanza then went on to beat basically every other big or minor star they have. I think Matanza is a big misstep, right down to how Matanza looks. I think is a major misstep, and they are it's poor casting, and I don't think it's the best storytelling, especially after what Matanza was able to do to Pentagon Jr. last night. I think they're really going down a not so great path right now.
Hey guys, can I interject and just add, does he travel time?
Not yet.
Not that we know
should.
Of yet.
That's Aerostar. Aerostar.
Okay,
Aerostar,
so he should align himself with Aerostar, because as big and as bad as he is and as much as he's destroying the roster, there's nothing stopping Aerostar from traveling back in time to kill Matanza. And then,
ooh,
I don't know.
That's big.
Yeah, so if all of a sudden, I will have audio proof, I guess, that Matanza existed, but if we suddenly have no clue of who this Matanza person is that we talked about in audio form, then I think that's proof of time travel actually existing.
Interesting.
Wow, crickets.
That was something else. I think it's weird, but I think I'd be fine with it, because I still, as much as I was just critical of their direction, I have some faith in Lucha Underground and the way they tell stories, and I think that they could make that work.
See, this is what you get when I fall behind on wrestling shows. Go ahead, Corey.
Do you think it's weird, maybe it's just I haven't looked closely enough, but do you think it's weird that for season three we have basically seen nowhere spoilers season three, or is it just they've been able to get people to hush, you know, with signing these releases and people actually being afraid now?
I thought you were about to spoil season three of Lucha Underground, and I was gonna just yell things into the phone until you did. I don't think it's that weird. At least I mean, I know our site doesn't run spoilers on Lucha Underground. Quite a few don't, because they're hard to get. You kind of have to ask people to break the rules to get them. I attend those tapings. The threat is actually, I haven't been to a season three one yet, but the threat is actually when you go, hey, if you spoil this show, if we find out it was you, you're blacklisted. You don't get to come back. And you can tell the people in the temple have a really good time, and they try not to spoil it. I think it's the right thing to do to not spoil it, but that's also just me kind of being liking the format that they have. And I mean, you'd be upset if someone who worked on Breaking Bad's final season came out and just blasted you with spoilers from that final season prior to its airing. So, yeah.
Absolutely. I guess one or two other quick things. I would think most people would agree that NXT TakeOver, people are way more interested. Do you think that NXT being on Friday night at 10 o'clock Eastern might hurt a little bit of the buzz with it being so much later than usual? Because I think that hurts like Ring of Honor sometimes with their iPay-per-views being later, you know, being on a Friday night in the first place. But do you think that might hurt a little bit of the buzz, or do you think anyone who's going to watch is going to watch it on Saturday morning anyway, and it really won't matter?
You know what, I tell you on that, the Ring of Honor going as late as they have in the past, that just sets off us internet guys who don't want to work on Friday nights. I think the fans who actually want to see it, you know, those of us who do this for a living, it's like, damn it, why does it have to be so late on Friday? I'd like to enjoy an evening, but I don't think it's a big issue. I mean, I know it's a late start time on the East Coast, but with the network, I think there's a bunch of passionate NXT fans that are going to have no trouble staying up late and watching the show. And Will, with the network, yeah, they can go back and watch it Saturday morning or whenever they want and just try to avoid spoilers. How do you see it?
Yeah, I think it helps the buzz a little bit, especially being on a Friday night, since for most people, Friday isn't like a work night or like a, you know, Friday's not a big night. Friday's for going out. I think NXT has a chance to have a really cool vibe to it and has a chance to even, as people are watching it, have more people getting together to watch it. I'd be worried about the buzz if there wasn't so much buzz around that show, especially with Shinsuke Nakamura debuting. I feel like that makes it a must-watch. If it were happening at 2 in the morning, I would probably still be going.
Will, we're getting a little bit of rough sound from you. I don't know if you're out and about. If there's anything you can do, just give me a heads up. We're hearing every word you say. We're just getting a lot of background noise. And Corey, I will say that NXT starting late, Ring of Honor starting late, nothing compares to WWE running a 4th of July show in the middle of the night. That one, that makes internet reporter guy really grumpy.
I could understand. Last thing, I guess, would be, with Zack Sabre Jr. being announced for this Cruiserweight showcase with the WWE, do you think that means he's definitely being signed, or do you think that anyone who's in this, as big a name as they might be, might just be there for this show and only, I guess I would say?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think they'd be foolish not to look at him. There's certainly been buzz about it. I don't know where things stand on as far as Sabre goes, but I got to think that there are going to be plenty of people who take part in this Cruiserweight tournament that are not going to be locked into WWE. They can only sign so many people.
Yeah, I think the Cruiserweight tournament is you're going to see a lot of guys like who are under deals like Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa are now, where they are more like that original Samoa Joe deal. Basically, where the wrestlers are working for NXT a lot, NXT is bringing them in, but they have the freedom on non-NXT days to work wherever they would like. And I think you're going to see Sabre Jr. and others under those deals quite a bit, especially with WWE working with Evolve the way they do. I think that's a great deal for the wrestling industry because it allows these guys to not get locked down and not lose all buzz by going and sitting in developmental and maybe having to learn the style or learn something else for 6 months before they're even on TV. But they get to be on TV, they get to build that buzz, they get to probably now charge more for their indie bookings, all of that. I think those, you're going to see more of that. I don't think it means they're instantly signed, but obviously anyone in that Cruiserweight Invitational is on WWE's radar, which is really huge in general. That means that, yeah, a lot of those guys are probably going to be signed in the next year or two, just depending on when spots open up and how main roster call-ups go. If there is a brand split, I think you could see a mass signing of guys like that just working to fill out the NXT brand again.
Corey, anything else from you today?
I guess the last thing would be, once again, thank you for all the support that ProWrestling.net has given the little podcast that could over here with the Workshoot Wrestling Podcast. And 2 years ago, Jason actually on the air challenged me to put my money where my mouth was in regards to, at that time, it was a $1 special for a month of ProWrestling.net. 2 years later, proud to say that I continued on, and it is by far the best, besides, you know, personal owned show, I guess, best podcasting that I hear on a weekly basis, and I really enjoy the Pretentious Podcast. And Will, if you ever want to come on the show, open invitation.
I really appreciate
Thanks,
you
man.
Saying that. Yeah, and but you need to get better with your plugs. If you're gonna work in a little plug for yourself, you at least need to like give the URL. Where do people go?
They can go to right now, blogtalkradio.com/worktshootpodcast.
Very
good.
You can
find us on iTunes and Stitcher.
Awesome. Hey, always good to hear from you, Corey. I'm guessing we will hear from him again here during the WrestleMania Week show. It's always good to hear from a Satisfied.net member. And again, you can join him by taking advantage of that $2 special. Want to give out the number one more time, 773-897-6321. If you are listening live and you're on hold and you want to take part in the show, all you have to do is hit 1. If something has happened, you're going, why are they not taking my call? That's it. Hit 1, and then we know that you want to chat with us. Up next is 262. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Mark from Wisconsin.
Say that one again. I'm sorry.
Paul Mark from Wisconsin.
All right, go for it.
Hey, you guys alluded to this earlier, but the Balor Club coming up. What, if any, involvement do you think AJ Styles has in that?
You know, I don't know that he does. It's possible, certainly because of the Bullet Club past, but Finn Balor, AJ Styles didn't really cross paths, I don't believe. It was AJ was brought in to be the replacement for Balor. And so they can certainly play off of that storyline, but I don't know that you necessarily see AJ with Balor Club. Do you see it differently?
I think AJ's doing just fine as AJ. I don't think it's time to turn him. I think Balor Club coming up with Finn Balor is perfectly fine. Muddling it with AJ Styles, I think it's a little strange. I would definitely keep AJ as AJ and keep Balor away, because you also then do have the eventual dream match of AJ Styles and Finn Balor that I think people would freak out over.
It sounds like you would like to see this happen. What's your, or are you saying that you kind of hope AJ stays a solo guy? I missed your first name. I know the Wisconsin part.
Yeah, it's Mark. No,
Mark, thank you.
I see the pluses and minuses to it. I mean, I guess it just depends on, like, what they're going to do with AJ afterwards. So, like, if they've got, like, concrete plans for him, then, you know, great. And if they don't, like, I think doing it after WrestleMania, like, you can build, if you put him with the group, you know, you can build, you know, for, you know, 6-9 months, and then there's a split, and, you know, either AJ becomes a babyface or Balor becomes a babyface, and then at WrestleMania 33, you know, that's when you have a year build for that match. But I see the pluses and minuses to both.
I guess the thing that jumps out, if AJ is in Balor Club, it's about Finn Balor. It's not about AJ Styles. I have no problem with Carl Anderson, Doc Gallows being henchmen, if you will, you know, part of the group. But I don't want to see AJ Styles play second fiddle. Now, if it's like a short-term thing and they do what you're saying and that eventually they split off, yeah, okay. You know, but it will be very interesting to see where they land. I mean, because rumors have said everywhere from NXT TakeOver to WrestleMania itself to Monday. I think they're hinting at Monday, which makes me feel like it's going to happen sooner than that. It's not necessarily going to happen on Monday. I've heard a lot of rumors about it, and I'll be shocked if we don't see them by the time this weekend concludes. And I think they can add a lot to the mix. I'm really looking forward to it. There's been talk that they could be guys that Shane McMahon brings in. They basically represent him, or he just brings them in to kind of be major faces. So I don't think WWE, whatever they end up doing with these guys, it doesn't sound like it's just going to be some mid-level introduction. It sounds like they want to make a splash with these guys, and that excites me. What else, Mark?
So some of the guys that, some of the legends that they're going to, that you assume will be at WrestleMania, and I'm thinking primarily of Austin and Rock, what do you think their involvement ends up being? Because they haven't hinted at anything with either of them. I mean, if you want to kind of reach for something, you would think Rock's going to be involved with the Usos and Dudleys, and that doesn't make any sense.
Well, I think the big one to watch with Rock, Will, is where does he fit in with Roman Reigns? Do they keep them completely separate? Do they try once again to have Rock endorse Reigns as failed in Philadelphia? Or if they're going to turn Roman heel, does he spear the Rock and maybe set up a match for the future, or if nothing else, just use Rock's popularity as kind of a launch point for Roman's heel character? A lot you can do with Rock, and go ahead and address Steve Austin, where you think he fits in.
I think Steve Austin probably fits in with a big welcome to the show promo. I think we could see something like what we saw at WrestleMania 30, minus Hulk Hogan, obviously. That could get awkward. I think Austin, unless Hulk Hogan's throwing out money, that'd be great. That sweet, sweet Gawker money that he'll never get. I think Steve Austin will do a welcome to the show promo. We'll see a beer bash. You, Jason, actually brought up on .NET Weekly earlier this week, we were previewing WrestleMania, the idea of Austin stunning Vince McMahon for old time's sake during the Shane and Taker match. And I think that's definitely a possibility.
Yeah, I mean, you have to figure he fits in somewhere, and I would think it's one of those two things, you know, some sort of a big verbal segment, or the old, hey, there's a McMahon storyline. How can you do it without Steve Austin getting involved somehow, some way? I am surprised, Mark, that they didn't advertise him for this show. They certainly have advertised Rock, but even that has been, here's the WrestleMania video with a bunch of Rock clips. They didn't really, you know, he made the appearance and said, I'll see you in Dallas, and that was the red flag. Wow, he might be done. He might not be back during WrestleMania season. So I don't know that. I mean, we've seen Rock, even in his last appearance, get physical. He gave a rock bottom, I think, and probably a people's elbow. I don't remember exactly. But so he can do that much. Whether he gets involved with New Day, I mean, he definitely likes those guys. They were part of his last appearance. There's different things he can do. But I think Rock is probably, if not something to do with Roman Reigns, if they just keep them apart, might be a sign that, well, I guess we wouldn't know, because I would think Rock's going to come out after the main event to confront Roman or something, if that's going to happen, or even save it for Monday. I mean, you could save a Rock and Roman confrontation. That would be a big deal on Monday night. But if Rock, if it's as simple as a quick promo segment, and there's no interaction with he and Roman, there's no need for it coming out of Raw or coming out of WrestleMania, then that might be it. I mean, you might see him again on Monday to do more of the same. But I'm a little bit disappointed that they didn't advertise Austin. But I think, Mark, the key is that there's only the Mania card is what it is. They've managed to come close to selling out the number of tickets that they have available. So it's not like they need that push. They don't have to give Austin credit. They can give Rock some of the credit, but they don't have to give a lot of people credit, Shawn Michaels either. And they can surprise people. They can have surprises come Sunday because they haven't advertised Stone Cold. They haven't advertised Shawn Michaels. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
Anything else for me today, Mark?
Yeah, one last one. Have you seen the pictures of the apparently new women's title that's been floated around the internet?
I have not seen the picture. It's something that Will talked about weeks ago, that he'd been hearing rumblings that of rebranding, that the women's, that they were going to become the women's champion, or it would become the women's division rather than the Divas division. I haven't actually seen the photos, but I mean, I know there's talk that it's going to be similar to what the world title is, just kind of a smaller version. And I mean, I know I speak for Will. I'm all for it. The Divas term is so, it just silly. I mean, it's just overstate its welcome for everything they're trying to do with the whole Divas division. It counters that. It goes against what they're trying to do. And so I think it's cool. Will, my question for you though is, if they do switch this, and it sure sounds like they're going to, if they switch this to the women's division, is Charlotte, do you think that makes Charlotte kind of the face of the women's division, or do they feel like, no, let's go with either Sasha or Becky to kind of help launch that? Does that possibly play into a Charlotte title loss on Sunday?
I think it may. I think the right thing to do storytelling-wise is to keep that title on Charlotte, because they haven't built up Sasha or Becky enough to put the title on either of them.
Right.
But if they are going to have a baby face, if they're going to have someone make the baby face move of rebranding the division, I think that should be Sasha or Becky and not Charlotte, because Charlotte has been one of the Divas champions for such a long time. The wild card here is, who's to say Stephanie McMahon doesn't want to make that baby face move herself and come out, even though she's played a heel for, you know, years, come out and go, we are about women's wrestling, this is the new women's championship, and give it to Charlotte.
Yeah, if she's still around. I hope they don't use Stephanie to reposition this. Maybe that is a tip that Shane could be the one of all people. It's not Stephanie, but yeah, they love to position Stephanie as like the ultimate girl power leader or whatever you want to call it. I hope they don't make that mistake again like they did with the whole Divas Revolution of making it about Stephanie as much as anything. Mark, anything else before we let you go?
It was actually, the title, I thought, kind of alluded to who's going to win the match. If you don't mind, I can kind of briefly describe what the title looks like. I don't know if you, if anybody, because I think it kind of gives away who's going to win the match.
Potential spoiler warning, we'll label this. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the way you kind of described it, it's a miniature version. It's white instead of black around the white title, so it kind of looks like the Intercontinental title. But underneath the logo, there's a pink, like, kind of flame, I guess, which Sasha Banks has pink hair. I think that seems like it's kind of giving away. She's gonna win the title, and she's going to be the one that introduces this on Monday night, a la, you know, Shane Douglas 20-something years ago.
Well, I will have to take a look. I'll try to find, if you want to send me a link to it, go right ahead, and maybe I'll feel as strongly as you do, but without seeing it, I can't really say for sure. And I would hope that whatever, because they haven't put this out officially that I know of, so if that were the case, then I'd be like, wow, they are, you'd be on the lookout for a red herring maybe, but I would hope that whatever the championship is, that this piece, if you feel like it's kind of specific for someone, that it's not, I'd be worried that it's not going to stick, though. If it's a side plate like they use for the main thing, okay. And so maybe without seeing it, I just don't know. But hopefully whatever it is, that they didn't make a belt with someone specific in mind, because that someone isn't going to hold the championship forever, I guess is what I'm trying to say. But Mark, I want to thank you for the call. And we're low on time here. But Will, I have a question for you. Why is TNA not running a show in Dallas this weekend?
I mean, you know, TNA, whose parent company is headquartered in Texas, you'd think it'd be natural to want to pack some rabid fans into a building and attempt to get a bunch of people to come to a major TNA show, maybe not a pay-per-view, but a live Impact, or even, heck, they're smaller than ROH now, run a dang eye pay-per-view, where you can get a lot of people there. At the same time, TNA is TNA, so of course they resist the weekend where every other wrestling company makes a ton of money. That's just not what TNA has been the business of doing.
It's so strange. I just don't get it. I mean, I know Lucha Underground, I'm not as critical of them because of, you know, it's kind of a different setup. It's still, yeah, at least there was some talk that they might try. I guess I just didn't expect them to have their ducks in a row enough to do this. TNA is at a point where they should. And if they are worried about perception, stop. I mean, honestly, get into WrestleMania next year. My biggest fear, and I was laughing with somebody in the company about this today, is that with WrestleMania going to Orlando, if the same people are still running TNA, they're just going to have free tapings at Universal. They won't even, in their own market, as much as Dallas is, because Panda Energy is located in the area, they'll be in Orlando next year. And if that's all they do and they don't make any money from this, they just have free tapings, they're insane. They really should be doing something. Speaking of insane, well, okay, he's not insane, but he is NXT crazy. The one and only Zach Zimmerman is going to be joining me on tomorrow's show. Zach and I will get you ready for NXT TakeOver. We'll be taking your phone calls about WrestleMania weekend events. Again, 3 Central, 4 Eastern is the time. And then Zach will be covering the NXT TakeOver special live. I've said it a million times. Nobody follows NXT closer than Zach Zimmerman does. You definitely want to check out his coverage. You definitely want to hear what he has to say. And then, in fact, it's going to be a really busy day for Zach, because after he gets done with the live coverage and doing this ProWrestling.net live show, he and I are going to get together for the member-exclusive audio review that will be available late Friday night to .NET members. Don't forget to check out that $2 special that I've been mentioning throughout the show. You can find the details on the main page at ProWrestling.net right now. Join Jake Barnett for live coverage of WWE SmackDown tonight as the show airs on USA Network, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. I will most likely be by with some sort of a review or maybe even live coverage of the Steve Austin interview with Mick Foley. I believe they're doing it at Access, so it's a live show. I don't know how much new information we're going to get, but it'll be kind of a fun setting, and I always appreciate when they go live rather than do the tape shows, as hopefully you do with ProWrestling.net Live. Hey, Will Pruitt, thank you so much for joining me today, and let people know where they can follow you online, and especially during this weekend with all your WrestleMania fun-related activities, and heck, maybe even some people can, if they're in the area, can go, hey, I'm close to where Will is. I can go visit him.
Yeah, they can. People can follow me online at It's Will Time on Twitter, and if you're, I'm going to Access tonight, the Evolve show tomorrow, NXT tomorrow, and then Evolve show, WWN Super show, and the Jim Ross show on Saturday, WrestleMania, obviously, on Sunday. If you're at any of those and you want to say hi, hit me up on Twitter, ask me where I'm sitting, and come by, give me a high five, and we can chat a little wrestling.
And watch it, and you may even be there when Jake finally snaps and punches Will. We've been talking about that in members audio, and we think there's a really good chance.
Happen.
Yeah. Jake Barnett has had enough of Will Pruitt, all these pretentious wrestling podcasts they've had together. It's their first time meeting in person. Will, you may not survive this weekend. Now, whether it's all the wrestling you're going to see, but also just the vicious mean streak that Jake Barnett has.
Yeah, I think Jake may finally take out just years of aggression that he has had on me. It's going to be ugly. And the sad thing is, like I said on .NET Weekly, my brother would just hold me down and laugh as he pummels me.
All right. Thank you very much, Will. It was great to be joined by Will. And, of course, I'll get together with him again on Sunday night after WrestleMania. Will and I will be doing a full rundown of the big WrestleMania 32 show exclusively for .NET members. Don't forget tomorrow, Zach Zimmerman and I at 3 Central, 4 Eastern. Saturday is our day off, but however, you're going to be able to hear the British Invasion podcast with Darren Gutteridge and Hayden Gleed. They got together and previewed WrestleMania last year. They are doing the same this year. It's going to be a really fun listen. I'll try to have that show up around the same time, somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 Central. I'll probably actually get it up earlier, so it'll just be more convenient for everybody. But I am back live on Sunday with special co-host John Moore, .NET staffer John Moore, is going to be joining me for that show. And then again on Monday, Sunday, I should remind you, is the earlier show, 2 Central, 3 Eastern on Sunday. So all the shows are 3 Central, 4 Eastern, except for Sunday, has the earlier start time, 1 hour earlier start time. But on Monday, WrestleMania show, or the post-WrestleMania show, Monday afternoon, that back at that usual 4 Eastern, 3 Central time slot. I'm throwing too many numbers around. I'm starting to confuse myself. But my special guest co-host for that, guest WrestleMania analyst, the one, the only, former ECW champion of the world, Justin Credible. It's going to be a lot of fun. I am really happy to be back doing the live stuff with you guys. Hopefully we will hear from more of you tomorrow on the as far as the call-in goes. Enjoy WrestleMania weekend. Be sure to check ProWrestling.net. We will have live coverage of so many damn things. And you can, again, take advantage of that $2 special or lock yourself in. Save yourself a lot of coin. But thank you again, everyone. Thanks again to Will Pruitt. I will talk to you again on Friday. Until then, take care.